Praise God.
Thank you for all for coming. We continue our Bible study using Rick Joyner's book, The Final Quest. Last week we were talking about pursuing power and love. You remember? And Jesus told Rick Joyner that I can only trust you with my supernatural knowledge and power, of course, to the degree that you know my heart. Okay? To the degree that you know the heart of God. To the degree that you know what the power is for. Then he told him that the gifts of the Spirit, which are basically a demonstration of the power that I have released to my church, are but small tokens of the powers of the age to come. I have called you to be messengers of that age, and you must therefore know its powers. You should earnestly desire the gifts of the Spirit. All right? You should what? Earnestly desire the gifts of what? Of the Spirit, which are basically the demonstration of the power of God, the powers of the age to come. Glory be to God. Okay? I hope you earnestly desiring those gifts. You should. Hallelujah. You should earnestly desire to heal the sick. Your sick relatives. You understand? Sick friends. You should earnestly desire that it will lay hands on them and they get well. Okay? People have problems and they need solutions. You should earnestly desire, to operate in the gifts of the word of knowledge, for example, where you can be able to tell them what their problem is, and then the word of wisdom, where you tell them what is to come concerning the problem that they are going through. You understand? Okay, you should earnestly desire these things. Glory be to God. Okay? And again, you don't desire them so that you can be exalted. Okay, but you see, he says that you should, he can only trust you with that power to the degree that you know his heart, what the power is for. Hallelujah. Okay? Then we read Jesus telling Rick Joyner again, that I am about to entrust much more of the powers of the age to come to my church. All right? God is about to do that. Okay? But it's going to happen to those who are earnestly desiring. Okay? So you can see, God is like, I'm going to send. Okay? The power. You understand? So that means that if you earnestly desire this power, you're going to get it. Because it's going to be sent. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, but remember, last week we say that for the purposes of this Bible study, we are not limiting this power to only the spiritual gifts. Okay? It also includes everything that can help you be of service to humanity. That includes influence. You understand? Influence is power. Okay? It includes money, wealth. God is earnestly desiring to give people a lot of money so that they can be a blessing. You understand? Okay? So you should earnestly desire to have a lot of money, but for the right reasons, to be a blessing. People are broke. You understand? So you can say, God, just give me a lot of money so that I can be a blessing to those people. And God is ready to release this money. Do you understand? Okay? But as you earnestly desire that money, to be a blessing, in the meantime, you have to really show. You have to prove. that you're actually going to give it away when it comes. So that means you have to start with what you have now. And you will show God that you're what? That yes, you can even see this 10K. I got this 10K and I've given 2K to Mark. That's Alan. He got a lot of money. 10,000. Okay. And he has given 2K to what? Do you understand? You have to, you can't say that God, when you give me that money, I'll give it away. And you're like, but for now, things are tight. You also know. You're just a liar. All right? Start with the little you have. All right? All right? So then Jesus also said, we read, he said that last day, believers, you and I, okay, will walk in all the power that I demonstrated and more, because they will be the final representatives of all who have gone before them. Hallelujah. We are the final representatives of that great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12. You remember? There's a cloud of witnesses cheering us on. Okay? Now we are their representatives, the final, you know, representatives. And God is saying, because of that, I'm going to give you more power. You know? Okay? Then Jesus also said, if you do not know my love, then my power will corrupt you. Okay? Now this is scary. If you don't know my love, my power will corrupt you. If you don't know God's love, His money, His wealth will corrupt you. It will mess you up. If you don't know what? His love. Okay? That means you don't know that the reason for the money, is to love with, is to be a blessing. If you don't know that, it's going to mess you up. If you don't know God's intention for spiritual gifts, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits, all these things, dreaming, vision. If you don't know their purpose, they're going to corrupt you. You're going to get messed up. Okay? Those gifts, God's power, God's money, okay, they are there, okay, for you to serve Him better. Okay? By being a blessing, you know, to humanity. All right? So He says, if you don't know my love, then my power will corrupt you. I do not give you love so you can know my power, but I give you power so that you can know my love. The goal of your life must be love, not power. Then I will give you power with which to love people. Glory be to God. So, okay, you want power? Okay, pursue love. Glory be to God. Okay? And when you have that love, you know, to be a blessing, the people are suffering, you know, then God will say, okay, I can give you the power with which to help them. Okay? The goal of your love shouldn't be money. The goal of your love shouldn't be prosperity. Prosperity has never been the end. Okay? Prosperity is a means. Glory be to God. All other things are means, and the end being love. Okay? The end being, you know, to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? All right? So, today we are going to continue along those lines. Hallelujah. Amen? We're going to continue along those lines because this is very important. Very important. I'm telling you, people have been messed up. You remember when you were in high school, primary, you had friends who were born again, okay? And then some were along the road. Maybe they got a visa, they went to the UK, and man, what you heard next about them. You understand? The blessing messed them up. Hallelujah. Amen. I was reading, there's a book I'm reading, a very interesting book about governments and those things. Okay. So, yeah, there's someone who said that, that it's actually my WhatsApp status. Someone said that religion, meaning basically Christianity, okay? Religion brought forth prosperity, okay? Then he says that, and then the daughter killed the mother. It is something like that. So religion, basically, Christianity, was the mother, okay? It gave birth to prosperity, okay? Then that daughter, prosperity, killed the what? Do you understand? A religion, what? You remember Charlotte's prophecy? Okay? That dream, where it says, you know, the Copelands came, okay? Prosperity came, and then the presence departed, the presence of God. And of course, that was a warning to LAT. God was like, you have my presence, you're pursuing me. But when it comes, when LAT prospers and you have more money than you need, okay, never forget me, okay? Always remember the Lord your God who gives you power to get wealth. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. So yes, we are going. So yeah, you know, these things have messed up people. Messed up people. Leadership. People get power, leadership, and all these things, and they get messed up. Okay. Because they knew. Okay. What power? I guess they knew, but then when they got there, they forgot. Or they thought, no, it didn't matter. It is time to enjoy. Glory be to God. So, we shouldn't, what? Be like that. Amen? Let's read Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. From verse 35, Mark 10, verse 35, it says, then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, to Jesus, saying, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Okay? Actually, other gospels say that they came with a mother. So it's like the mother, actually the one who spoke on their behalf. Alright? Anyway, so they say, teacher, Jesus, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They say to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. Okay? So that means, basically, they are going to be the most powerful, men in the kingdom of God. You know, one of the, his right-hand men, That's what they wanted, to be the most powerful. Okay? By the way, do you know this thing called, governments, there is a right wing, and then the leftist, you know those things? Do you know where that stuff came from? That's why you should study what? History, I discovered last week in my reading, this thing started with the French Revolution, Remember, those guys were anti-God. Okay? They were anti-God. So, now, of course, they knew that the Bible says that, those, you remember when Jesus comes, you know, he will separate people left and right, you know. Then the right, he says, then they will enter the kingdom of God. And then the left, they what? into fire. So these guys stubbornly, they say, they used it. They're like, for us now, we are the what? The leftists. You know, because we're anti-God, so according to your Bible, we're going to hell. So, yes, we are what? So the guys they were fighting against, where they were, the right, and then the leftists who are, you know, they got it from the Bible to really show that they are really anti-God. And they throw it in your face. Okay? Yes, we agree. You know, we're on the left. That's how it began. Right. So this guy said, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? Okay. This basically was talking about suffering. Okay. Because glory comes after suffering. So he was like, hey, are you guys ready to suffer? Okay. Then they said, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I'm baptized with, you'll be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Okay, basically they oppress them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Okay? If you want to be great, okay, if you want to be a leader, okay, the purpose must be to serve, to be a servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. Okay? Then he says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Glory be to God. That is a purpose for power, to serve, okay, to be a slave of others. Glory be to God. Okay? Amen? Yes. All right? Hallelujah. Yeah, so, like I said, we are going to talk about exactly that, okay, the Holy Spirit. But today we're going to introduce in the Holy Spirit. Together with power, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to emphasize the fact that it is through him that the power of God is demonstrated. And it is by him that we shall be protected against being corrupted. All right? Because you remember, Jesus said, told Rick Joyner, on page 75, paragraph 2, okay, he told him, if you do not know my love, my power will corrupt you. This is very serious. If you don't know my love, my power, okay, which can be influence, the influence that I give you, okay, the money that I give you, okay, if you don't know my love, my power will corrupt you. I do not give you love so you can know my power, but I give you power so you can know my love, and of course also to what? To love with. Never forget that. Glory be to God. Okay? Rachel, God gave her power, you know, to be an administrator. He needed it. Okay. But the purpose is why she can use it to love what? The children of the child. You know, to serve. Eh? Okay? To serve, you know, the church. Glory be to God. Okay? Then God gave Mark power. Okay? to be Rachel's head. Okay? Not so that he can lord it over her, okay, but so that he can what? Love her, serve her, you know. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Okay? Now, let's open page 76. Page 76. We're going to read from paragraph 3. You remember, Jesus said, the goal of your life shouldn't be what? The goal of your life shouldn't be what? I'm asking you, Olive. The goal of your life shouldn't be what? Yeah. The goal of your life shouldn't be power. Okay, it should be love. Then he said, then I'll give you power with which to love. All right? But then he also said that desire the power. Okay, but desire it for the right reasons. Okay, so to love with, to serve with. Okay, some time ago we were praying with some people, okay, over these things which have got, fellowships which have gotten messed up. Praying, you know, for God to speak to people in dream, basically to remove the veils so they can take off before. You know, things get worse, you know. Eh? And I think it was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we were praying. We were like four or five on that day. So we were praying. We've been praying for months. Eh? So on this particular day, we were praying. Now, I for one, as I began to pray, I failed to pray for that issue. I just failed. You know, eh? Okay? You know, you're praying in the Holy Ghost, say you are, but somehow your mind just keeps bouncing off that issue to something else. Okay? Do you remember the dream of the second-hand shoes? You remember it? So now, while I was praying, my mind was going to what? That issue. You know, eh? And so you're praying in the Holy Ghost, but so your mind goes with you, and then your mind or your heart is like, you know, God, so eh? When will those second-hand shoes begin working? Eh? You know, eh? Because that, in a sense, can actually help people eh? When, like, there's an alternative. You understand? Eh? When they can see something. Eh? Okay? So, but then you're like, but I haven't come to pray for that. I've come to pray for God to know. But somehow you just... So anyway, I went along with that. You have to learn how to follow those desires. Eh? So you can see we have gone to pray for that, but now as you pray, a different desire. So you're like, okay, God, okay, you know. And so when we finished, we came back together in a group. Eh? Okay? Then, anyway, so... Then I shared my experience with these four, people. Eh? My experience as I prayed. I told the man, you guys, for me, I failed to pray for these things. Eh? My mind was going on second-hand shoes, you know. So I felt like God is saying, now focus on the second-hand shoe thing, eh? Okay? As in, get ready to for me to start working in that area, you know, eh? I feel like he's saying, now you've prayed enough for that issue. You've done your work. Good. Now focus on what? What I'm going to start doing, you know. Eh? So that's what I shared. Now, what's her name? Christine Mujimba. Eh? You know her? Christine was among those people. Eh? She said that, even me, that's what I was thinking about as I prayed. You know, eh? Then, who else? I think it was Joanne. Anyway, like, everyone was saying,
they also feel the same thing. You know, eh? Can you imagine? Yet, every week they are the ones who are praying, you know, eh? But on this particular day, we all failed. And we got to know that actually it was the same thing on our minds when we gathered, you know, when we began to talk. Then we realized actually God is what? That is the direction. Actually, that prayer meeting, for now, it's no more. We are like, you see, God is like, Mumaze, cutting now, focus on what? Okay, so anyway, immediately, when I realized, I've been too really serious. God is like, free, it's not. So, you remember, that was a Friday. So, I began to pursue God on this issue. Today, now, God, what do you want us to do? You know, give us instructions, you know. So that was Friday. So, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, remember? I told you last week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I even did a 3-day fast. Okay? To so good, man. I even went ahead and I got a book. If you guys had seen me reading that book, man, you'd be like, now this guy is a liar. The things he's telling us, now look at the book he's reading, the author. But I have enough sense to know that by the time that book was written, all was well. That book was from heaven. Okay? And since the second-hand shoes have to do with that book, you understand? You have to know exactly what shoes you're putting. You understand? So I got the book to show God in this series. I got the book. I read it in 24 hours. I finished it. Okay? As I fasted and prayed. Okay? So I expected during that time that, man, a dream will come. You know, Okay, but like I told you last week, man, nothing. Okay, and to how many days now? You know, 10 days or something like that. I haven't dreamed nothing. And the fast ended, I finished my 3 days, I finished. Okay, but even as I prayed over those things, I was like, God, want those, but again, I want them for the right reason, you know. People to be blessed. Okay? So anyway, nothing, what? Nothing came. But remember, it says, earnestly desire, power. Pursue the power, but for the right what? With earnestly desire, these gifts. Isn't that what he says? And that's what I was doing. Okay? So, it is more than 10 days now, I guess. And what? There's nothing. But at least I showed God that in this series. There's some things I'm telling you. Actually, that is the context in which I wrote last week's word for the week. You remember? Pursue your desires. Okay? Okay? During that time, I was pursuing something very seriously. Reading a book which I didn't want any of you to see me reading it because you'd be... you understand? It would mess you up. Say this guy. Now he says, but now look at the book he's reading. Okay? But now I've told you. All right? All right? So, nothing came. Then, yesterday, a dream came all the way from Switzerland. God is amazing. Switzerland. You understand? And the dream was addressing that issue. Isn't God amazing? From, you see, this is what I'm telling you. There are some things you should pursue. You should know Kulaga God in body serious. You just can't be complacent. Whether what? Okay, if what? If, you know, you know, we shall see. I don't know. You know, that attitude, there's some things it can't get you. I'm telling you, there's something it can't get you. Huh? Like I say, there's some things which are so precious to God that he just can't, you know, dish them out. Because, number one, like we have seen, okay, if you don't know their purpose, they will corrupt you. Number two, okay, you will never really be grateful, you know, for them. You won't handle them with the care they deserve. You know, because you don't know, because you got them just like that. You know, you won't hold them as a treasure. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, Switzerland. Should I read you the dream? Is that what you came for? You came for scriptures, Bible study. Remember, Bible study? Okay. So, some lady in LA, the lady who preached, Carol. Okay, so Carol sends me her message, says, good afternoon, Pastor. This is from my friend who lives in Switzerland. This was yesterday. And that friend had had the dream that morning. So she takes her friend. That what? So she says that, by the way, I dreamt about your pastor. Okay. Then she adds some things. Then I told Carol, tell her to write the whole dream. Not just bits and what? And pieces. So then she wrote it and sent it. And she says, it was raining. There was actually a storm. Your pastor was standing on a stage, and it seemed like he was at a crusade. He was prophesying with such depth, and the presence of God was incredible. Okay? He stood on the stage, heavy rain pouring, and he was robed in white. He had a white Israeli prayer shawl on his head. And people were on their knees despite the rain, and they were seeking God. Then some preacher, appeared at the far left side of the grounds where the crusade was. He was weeping. You know, he was weeping. He couldn't walk. And so he started crawling to the stage where Pastor Moses was. That guy was wearing a white suit that was one of those round collared at the neck. So you didn't see his shirt. And he crawled in the mud. He got so filthy. His gold cufflinks fell. His shoes fell off. His garment got brown, but he kept crawling in tears. And there was a light from heaven that shone on Pastor, and this was confirmation that a mantle had shifted. Remember? Secondhand shoes, you know? Then that preacher, but that preacher never made it to the stage. He stayed crushed in the mud, crying as he watched God anoint Pastor. And the dream ended. All the way from Switzerland. You understand? The person who went without food, nothing. 10 days. But God was like, I will put some entertainment to it. Let me, you know, yeah? Now, so apparently, when Carol preached the other Sunday, I think she sent her friend the message. The sermon saw her friend listen to it. And then she had me speak at the end. Remember, she has never seen me. Okay? So now, a few days after she has listened to it, then a dream comes. And she sees someone she has never seen. You know, eh? So maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Could it be that really Carol was supposed to preach and send her friend what? The message, the sermon. And then that triggers, whatever. You know, the main important thing is this. Honestly, what? Desire these things. But for the right reasons, to love with. Glory be to God. Amen? To do what? To love with. Hallelujah. Okay? So, you are there, page 76. Paragraph 3, Rick Joyner says that while hearing these words, I felt compelled to look up. You remember? He's in heaven. in the throne room, you know, that hall where people are, okay, and thrones. So he says, while hearing these things, I felt compelled to look up toward one of the thrones beside me. Immediately I saw a man I recognized. He had been a great evangelist when I was a child, and many felt that he had worked in more power than anyone since the early church. I had read about him and had listened to some of his recorded messages. It was hard not to be touched by his genuine humility and the obvious love he had for the Lord and people. Even so, I also felt that some of his teachings had gone seriously awry. I was surprised but also relieved to see him sitting on a great throne. I was captured by the humility and love that still exuded from him. Okay, by the way, I believe that this is Branham. Eh? You've heard of William Branham? Hey, man, that guy was, the guy was powerful. Eh? Prophet and an evangelist. The prophetic, some of the things you guys are saying now, which you think are great. There's a guy who did them, I think it was in the 40s, Branham. Okay, William Branham. Okay, then at a certain stage, because of the power, you know, all those things, man, the guy, he went off track, but he didn't, like, go off to serve the devil, this guy to crossover, okay? He just went, his teachings, exactly like what he says here, man, they became tricky. You remember, the Bible says that before the return of the Lord, the second coming, it says that Elijah will come. You remember? Elijah is going to come. So Branham started saying that he is the Elijah who is to come. They began a teaching like that. You see how power can corrupt you, man. In fact, these things can even scare you from what? Wanting power. The guy is Elijah. And then his followers. Cults, by the way, don't come from very far. People don't come from what? Witch doctor, you know. Of course, there's those who begin like that. Real, they have never been with the Lord at all. Now, like there's that guy in the West called you understand? He was a witch, now he's God. You know, he calls himself, he has followers. You know, some time ago, years ago, the guy who fell sick, they brought him to Mulago, but it was in hiding. He was even admitted, but info, man, the follower, you know, it was gathered info. Because now, also, the guy who called himself is God now is in hospital. Okay, but now there are those cults which start when people were really what? Were genuine, they were Christians. Then something happened, now, phew, never eat out. You know, and if you are observant at times, you can see something starting and you're like, if these guys don't what? Don't retrieve their steps, a cult in formation. You know, there are signs of cults, you know, I can give them to you, signs, you know, how cults operate. And you can see some people, they are fitting, you know, the description. So Branham anyway began to call himself what? The Elijah to come. See the scripture? Elijah is going to come. You know, second coming, I am the one. Okay? Then he began to preach a doctrine, very evil stuff. It is commonly known as the serpent seed. Okay? Basically, that thing that remember in the Garden of Eden, that snake, that snake and Eve, they had intercourse, okay? And they gave birth to Cain, you know? And man, guys can get like a scripture, because then they tie them up, you know. I listened to a guy some time ago when he's in that thing also. When he actually did it. You know, because what Proverbs says, Proverbs, and then the scripture. Oh, then, phew, he came up with the one. Those things now, in fact, then they made women look. Man, it's a dangerous doctrine. But the guy who whatever did was a prophet, a great man of God. Okay? But power what? Messed him up. He started, you know, And then those who were disagreeing with him began to scare. Anyway, you know. But the thing with him, he didn't really cross. It was now just wrong doctrine, but he didn't cross over to the other side. In a sense, yeah, he wasn't serving the devil, though the things he had begun to preach were demonic, but wasn't serving what? Unlike some people who will cross and they, you know what I mean? And so, I believe this is the guy. And in fact, yeah, it is believed that this, because he died, it's believed that actually for him, God took him away quickly before he would cross over. For some reason, God was like, this guy, I can't let him, you understand? And what? He took him away. Okay, before he could what? Cross, Branham. All right? So that's why now he's in heaven on a great throne. Because he was taken away before what? Before things could get worse. Okay? Yeah, that is, I think I had that from Lyadon and I think Kenneth Hagin. Okay? So he says, yeah, it was hard not to be touched by his, and by the way, apparently he was so humble. Branham, I've listened to him. You can go on YouTube and what? Listen to him. Man, the guy was so humble. He used to speak in the, Then concerning money, the guy was clean. It is actually the guys he used to work with who were playing what? The money. But Branham, clean, apparently the guy was so humble. Even when you listen to him, healings, the girl, he'll call sick people, then he tells them about your street address, all these things. You guys think they have just begun, in our generation. Some guy was, people have been doing them. You understand? So people think this is the new thing, they are idolizing humans and they deliberately pretend like they don't know anyone who has ever done them. That this is a new, it has never been what, Branham was doing these things. Okay? So anyway, and for him, it was even greater than what we see now. Call someone sick, maybe cancer, then say, are you so and so? Do you stay this in this place? Okay? Then say, yeah. So, do you believe I'm a prophet of God? You understand? Then say, yeah. Then say, now you are healed. And people would get healed. You understand? Right now, you don't see people getting healed. You just see names, street, and it stops at that. But this guy, you understand, that's how powerful, but he was also very humble. Okay? And Rick Joyner here, you see, he sees that humility. He carried it with him to heaven. Okay? This is what we said some time ago, that whatever you are now, you're going to be like that after a year. So you see, the guy was humble. Humility. And you see, Rick Joyner saw it in heaven. A very humble guy. Okay? If you're not happy, you're always gloomy. You think somehow you are the only person on the devil's head. All hell is on you, So you always go, the devil. You understand? So you're gloomy what? I'm telling you, you will be raptured or you will die. You will go to heaven. But that trait, that feature about you, you're going to be like that. And, I don't know whether it will change somewhere after 10,000 years. Okay. But from what I've read, all I can say is that you're going to be like that for the rest of eternity. But you're in heaven. Okay? You remember that book, The Path? Okay? Okay, Rick Joyner saw Enoch exuding the joy of the Lord. Then you also saw Elijah. And Elijah didn't have the same joy, but they were all translated. They didn't die. These guys were powerful. They didn't die, you know. They walked, you know. But Elijah wasn't like Enoch. So, okay, Rick Jr. asked that now for you, Nga Tori Ngoli. Then he says, man, you know, then he says, the way you are now, so the quicker you start being happy, by the way, I'm telling you, you know, if you're not happy, force it, not like me, it's not like I'm happy 24 hours, you understand? Actually, it is not happiness, it's a joy, joy. Glory be to God. Amen? So you see, someone who was humble on earth, that was captured in heaven. Glory be to God. It was captured. Hallelujah. So, yes. So he says, it was hard not to be touched by his genuine humility and the obvious love he had for the Lord and people. Apparently, the guy loved people. Branham, okay? Even so, I also felt that some of his teachings, like we have said, those things of the serpent seed and calling himself Elijah was to come and other things, you know. Okay? So I felt that some of his teachings had gone seriously already. I was surprised and also relieved to see him sitting on a great throne. I was captured by the humility and love that still exuded from him. Those early days, like 1999, 2000, okay, when we had just gotten to read the final quest. So there's a friend of mine who said that that book, The Final Quest, that Rick Joyner man, he wrote and he said that some people were cult leaders. I never. You know, do you know what happened? Branham didn't start a cult. Okay, though he began to teach funny things, but he didn't start a cult. It is his followers, and that cult will still exist today. They are called Branhamites. It's still there. So when you guys talk about prophets, well, prophets so and so, can you say that is nonsense? Okay? Elijah is supposed to be the last prophet. According to the Bible, according to them. And you see, and it was Branham, the last prophet, before Jesus comes back. So when they see you shouting, prophet, who probably they just say now these ones. Okay? Like Muslims. One prophet, Muhammad. So we have a prophet who can say these fools. You know? Prophet Muhammad, and that was it. Okay, so anyway, these guys idolized the guy so much, and even when after he died, they started a cult. And he's still there. The Branhamites. And they have books. Okay? there's a book, they have a series, you know, there are some books which I wrote, but they are, it's a series. So I read the first one. The first one was powerful, man. When I talk about Branham, how he was born, and those things are true. The thing is powerful, that first book. But I think either the last chapters or the second book, when you start, you start now seeing them, Now things start, you can see the direction they are going. Okay? Basically, Branham. You can start to see them now taking a certain turn. Then they have book 3 or book 4. Hey, but I stopped, I think, on book 2 and chapter 1. Or any, you know, because now you see them now starting to. Okay? So, as I turned to ask the Lord if I could talk with this man, I could see how much the Lord loved him. However, the Lord motioned for me to continue walking and would not permit me to speak with this evangelist. I just wanted you to see him, the Lord explained, and to understand the position that he has with me. There is much for you to understand about him. He was a messenger to my last day church, but the church could not hear him for reasons that you'll understand in due time. He did fall into discouragement and delusion for a time, and his message was distorted. It must be recovered, as well as the parts that I've given to others, which were also distorted. Knowing everything here happened in perfect timing with all I was meant to learn, I began to think about how seeing this man must be related to what we had just talked about, the potential of power to corrupt. Remember, last week we talked about power, you know, and that power is given to love with. So we are still talking about that. Okay? And today, like we have said, we are talking about that, you know. You know, Jesus told Rick Joyner that if you don't know, okay, my purpose for power, it will corrupt you. Okay? And we learned last week, and we have said that the key reason for God's power, okay, power in any form, or spiritual gifts, influence, money, wealth, you know, it is given as a tool to love with. All right? Okay? So, you see? Okay? So, the potential of what? Power to corrupt. Okay? Then he says, Jesus says, yes, there is a great danger in walking in great power. These things are very scary. And this will cause you to really honor and respect some of these old guys, okay, who have walked in the power of God, and they're still around. They're still on track. When you read this, that's when you're like, okay, oh, guy, are you serious? Guys like Rick Joyner, I don't know when they got saved, ages ago, and guys are still what? Do you understand? Okay? And, you know, people like Kenneth Hagin, who man left okay. That's when now you start to respect it. You see, that's when now you really want to study their lives. You know, instead of just being here with your fellow young guys, and it's not bad, because those are the guys God has brought to. You understand? However, you know, there's guys who have a greater testimony. You shouldn't ditch them just because there are some things you know which they don't know. They don't know those things because it wasn't their calling to teach them. That wasn't their assignment. You understand? Remember, we are a church, okay? You know, the church which has been around for ages, and each dispensation has its role to play. Do you understand? So if some guy doesn't know the Greek of what, you understand? That wasn't his role. Since we're a church, we're one body now, this body for 2018, it is the one that is supposed to tell you what, that wasn't their what? So you find people now despising those old chaps, man. And yet those guys are actually have been around for years, decades, and are doing well. Now these young chaps of ours, the Pastor Moses guys, Tebanamala like even 5 years. You understand? Eh? And then you think this guy less than 5 year ministry guy is greater than what? Womack. You know, eh? That's high level stupidity, man. Okay? Pride, which invariably leads into a fall. You start looking at the Sarah does as nonsense, as useless. Tebamani, they can't even prophesy. They can't tell you your name. Who's got your generation to be called? So what is their role? Do you understand? And that is exactly how people get into trouble. You know, eh? That's why now you should go back and read what? The path. There's a chapter there. Okay? Explaining why, you know, new generations of Christians keep doing the same mistakes and even worse things than the guys they what? Who came before them, eh? Okay? Who they despised. Okay? And the reason was, and of course the context of that chapter was to do with history. Okay? He said that it's because we despise them because we think we are greater, so we despise them and we don't go to study their lives. So we're like they're fake. Tetwagara nakumanya. So we don't study history. And that is exactly why we do the same mistakes like they did. Because we despise them. Okay? We feel prideful over them. Okay? And remember, God gives grace to the humble. So if we are prideful, then he doesn't give us the grace, okay, to keep us humble, okay? And, you know, pride comes before what? A fall. And then in a few years, shoo, and very often, you will actually do worse things than the other guys did. You think they're very what? Scary. Very, very scary. And because they're scary, that's when now you give honor to those old guys. You're like, man, I wish I could, you know, eh? That's when you, hey, see, man, this Womack, you know, eh? The Bennies, eh? Mistakes have been made, but at least they're still, you understand, eh? They go, then they come back, you know, eh? Then for us we fall and we never recover. We even fall beyond redemption. You know, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. And in the path he says, that's why God gave a commandment to honor your father and mother. Okay? In the Lord. Okay? And that also refers to our fathers and mothers in the Lord, in Christianity. Okay? The Sarah does, the Rick Joiners, you understand? They are our fathers. So we honor them. Not because they were perfect, but because, you know, we are here because of what they did. You understand? Okay? They were not perfect. We could be knowing more than them. Just like, let me see who. You know, yeah, there's some, you know, you did computer science. Definitely there are some, you have greater knowledge in that field, like your more than your dad. So just because you know greater things, you know, doesn't mean that the guy is fake. You understand? So you don't despise him. You know, in there, whatever that was in Tanis, you know, computer, you know. Hallelujah. Of course, I'm preaching to myself also. I'm like you. Glory be to God. I'm, you know, however, very often I catch myself and I come back, you know. A new revolution, new, you know. Yes, it can be a new whatever. However, you didn't just get there, There are guys who lay there, you know. you're there because of what some guys did. Now you're getting, you're going higher, yes. But the level you're jumping from, it is those guys who built it. Eh? Hallelujah. So, there is great danger in walking in great power. So before you walk in great power, okay, great power of influence, eh? Influence in your family, in your, whatever you're doing, eh? Whatever, in any aspect of your life, okay? You know, influence, eh? Spiritual gifts, you know? Because all of you should earnestly desire spiritual gifts, which are power. The Bible says so, earnestly. So before you walk, you know, in that power, okay, first get to know that there is a danger. Hallelujah. And then find out how to prevent that danger, okay? To prevent it from befalling you. Number one, you realize that what? That power is not to exalt you. Okay? It is actually for service, to love with. Hallelujah. And number two, it is supposed to testify unto the Lord, not to you and your family. Start thinking that your family is the most powerful in the country. Yeah? You know, so you think God is what testifying about your family? No. It's about his son. So there is great danger in walking in great power. Okay? But God wants you to walk in great power. You understand? That's why I told you I fasted 3 days, because there was a promise of second-hand shoes. And now we prayed with some people, and then this thing goes away. Now focus on that. That's when I fasted three. Remember I told you last week? I went without food, you know, prayed, nothing, no dream came. Yeah? You missed. I told this guy now, yesterday, someone in Switzerland dreamt. And we have read that in Switzerland. Exactly what I was praying and fasting for. But it has to do with what? Walking in great power. Hallelujah. Okay? So, yes, there is great power in work. Eh? There's great danger in walking in great power. The Lord responded, many of my messengers have fallen to this danger. And that is part of the message they are to give to my last day church. You must walk in my power. You must walk in God's power. Okay, he wants you to walk in his power. Hallelujah. Even much greater power than the Branhams, you know, eh? But if you ever start to think, eh? If you ever start to think the power is my endorsement of you, or even of your message, you will open the door to the same delusion. The Holy Spirit is given to testify only of me, Jesus. Okay? You remember the power, yeah? Especially according, when you read the powers of the age to come, eh? It is talking about spiritual gifts, eh? Okay? And again, they're called spiritual gifts. Why are called spirit? Because they're given by the Spirit, eh? Okay? And so that Holy Spirit, okay, he does those works through you, not to testify of you, but to testify of Jesus. Okay, the Holy Spirit will give you the power to get wealth, but not to testify of you, to testify of Jesus. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, we are finished to read the final question. John chapter 15. Are you there? 15, verse 26. Who has it? Okay. What does it say?
When the Comforter is come.
Okay. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Glory be to God. He shall do what? He shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Okay? I believe that when he says that you also shall bear witness, I believe, yes, of course, you speak the gospel, but also I believe he's talking about the Holy Spirit working in you to testify of him, okay, which includes demonstrating the power. You understand? Okay? Okay, so you see, the Holy Spirit is not, has never been given to testify of you. Telling someone their grandmother's name and the street that you understand, and then what's going to happen tomorrow, and then it happens. It is not to testify of you, Miss Prophetess. Prophetess Bridget. It is not. Okay, they will get to know the vessel, say, "Oh, wow, that vessel is sharp." But you're not what? You're not the real thing. Regina says that, imagine, you remember that donkey on which Jesus rode, okay? And then people watch, you know. So just imagine if it thought that all that stuff is for it. Can you imagine? People are there, palm leaves, And then the donkey starts to what? To think that that stuff, it's you understand? Now that's how humans think. You are a donkey who gets a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, a sharp prophecy, And then you think now the glory to God is yours. Ridiculous, but we are prone to these things, Okay? And when we fall in them, we should quickly come back. We are prone, every human, Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? So, but when the Comforter is come, whom I'll send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Now, if you get to know this, that these things are known to testify of you, that to testify of God, that the power, the money, the influence, then when you know that actually it's not me, it is to testify of the Lord, then that will what? Keep you what? From being corrupted. Okay? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Okay, you see the Holy Ghost giving you power. And what will happen thereafter? You shall be witnesses. Unto who? Unto me, not unto yourselves. Okay? These are simple things, but man, it is these simple things that keep people on track. I'm telling you, it is not deep things which keep people on track. Do you know what keeps people maybe, let's say, rich and you know? It is the basic of 1 + 1 = 2. So you know how to count your money. You understand? You know that 2 - 1 = 1. So you understand that if I have 20 million, then I give away 10 million. I remember, you understand? It is those basics. Before you understand the basics, you can know all these other things, economic theories. In fact, you can't know them if you don't know 2 - 1 = 1. It is basics which keep people on track. People are venturing into kindly venturing to somebody, and when you look at that, it is not doing them any good. Why? Because they think the basics are useless. So this thing, you see, it testify of me. We all know it somehow, but we need to hear it all the time. I'm telling you, it is basics which keep people on track. Rick Jr. says that every person who is an expert at anything, one key thing about them, they always go back, and study again the basics. They take time to go back and review the basics. Okay? This thing was a simple thing. Not like, man, if I could get Carol to preach the entire year. The things Carol has preached the last two Sundays, I'm like, these are the things we need to hear. You understand? How being a testimony. You understand? Those things, you know, those things we don't see just because, I'm like, those are the things. Man, awesome stuff. You know, some guys who come to LATC, not even the person who be, she's not even a preacher. And you know why she was preaching? I hear being a testimony. Being a testimony. Because people are there in deep thing, in Christ. Being a testimony. Man, I listened to it, I was like, these are the things. Okay? And me, I myself, for some reason, well, I don't know whether it's how I'm called. Right now, I can't preach those things the way Okaro has. I can't. I just, I can't. Yet you realize, man, these are the things. So the person God has gifted to preach them, let them what? I can't. I know all those scriptures. I know all those, the doctrines, but I can't do it like her. You understand? There are people who have just gotten saved or they are just beginning to style up in the Lord. They need those things. Before you start the seventh trumpet, God knows his children. He knows where everyone is at. And for all the people, he gives them their food. So now God is like, there's this thing that what? Some of my kids need. And you who know greater things, you have to also come and review the basics. Because if that foundation is not there, the seventh trumpet is not going to help you. You understand? Man, Carol has been a blessing. Those things. All right? Okay? Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Remember, we are learning how to safeguard, to be safeguarded against being corrupted by power. So we have seen the power is to testify of the Lord. Power of any kind, influence, money, all those things. God giving you a name, spiritual gifts, knowledge, wisdom. It is to testify of the Lord. Now the other thing that will help us to not to be corrupted by that power. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, Romans 8, you're there? Romans 8, verse 14, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are what? Okay? Now remember, the Holy Spirit is given to testify of the Lord. All right? Not of you. Now, one of the things that will help you not to be corrupted by power of any kind is by being led by that Spirit who testifies of the Lord. Do you understand? So, if you're led by Him, if you start going off track to think that stuff is testifying about you, then the Holy Spirit will lead you back on track. Do you understand? Does it make sense? So you should always desire to be led by what? The Holy Spirit. You go off track, He will lead you. When you listen to Him, you say, Hakatiye, Otandi Sogenda, Nkulava, Nkula. Okay. Like, remember that book I was reading? The Branham books. Powerful, But then you reach someone, then you realize, Katiban Twala, so that I can also what? And then you say, Kati, I've finished. Bridget, your book, I finished reading it. You know, see, so the Holy Spirit leads you, Remember that Spirit who is to testify of the Lord. Whatever he does through you, it is not even to testify to himself. That's what the Bible says. Okay? Say he won't testify of himself, you know? He won't speak of his own authority. The Holy Spirit even who demonstrates all this power, it is not actually to even point to himself, but to his master, you know, to the Lord. Okay? And if you walk with him, he will lead you to remain on track to know that all that you're doing is for the Lord. Glory be to God. Do you understand that? Okay. So now this should cause you to really fall in love with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I know to take the Holy Spirit lightly. Jesus, you know. For me, Jesus. But there's also the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5. As we end. Ephesians chapter 5. From verse 17 to 21. Yeah, says, therefore, do not be unwise. Okay? Do not be what? Yeah, don't be what? A stupid donkey that sings, what? So be wise, All that oration and what? Celebration is not yours, it's for the Lord. So do not be unwise. So that means that be wise. Okay? Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Be what? Filled with the Spirit. Now, why am I reading this verse? Remember, we have said the Holy Spirit, who testifies of the Lord, is supposed to lead you. Okay, he leads you by keeping you on track. If you start to stray, if you listen to him, you will know that he's leading you back on track. You understand? Okay? Now here it says, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Okay? So to me, the way I understand this in the context of what we're talking about, is that the more, you're filled with the Spirit who's supposed to lead you, to keep you on track. Okay? The more you're filled with him, the better off you are. You understand? The easier it will be to discern his leadings, to hear him speaking. You understand? Okay, say be filled. Okay? So the more you're filled with him, the easier, or in a sense, even the more obvious it will be, the more easier it will be to pick up his what? Leadings. If you're filled 10%, that is the degree to which you'll be able to align with his will. You understand? If you're filled 20, it is easier for you than a 10% guy. If you're at 80, now that's awesome. If you're at 90, it will almost be impossible to get off the road. Do you understand? Because you're so in tune with him, you're so filled with him. Okay? And for lack of a better word, it's like he will be actually controlling you. You see, it says, do not be drunk with wine. Okay? In our day, we can say, do not be drunk with alcohol. Okay? Have you ever seen, of course, you have seen yourself. I was going to ask you that, have you ever seen a drunk person? Okay? Most probably, you have what? You have seen yourself. Or they have told you about yourself when you are drunk. When you're drunk, you're not in control of yourself. I'm saying drunk. I'm not talking about tipsy. Drunk. Okay? Teddy, you know what I'm talking about. So, you understand? When you're drunk, the alcohol is controlling you. This way you try, you just cannot, something is totally in control of you. Do you understand? Now, then here it says that actually be filled with the Holy Spirit. which actually means be drunk, because they say do not be drunk with wine. Then say but. So that means saying but be drunk with what? The Holy Spirit. So that means you can have too much of the Holy Spirit in you that actually you're not in charge of you. You are totally in control of your life. Isn't that awesome? And you remember, he's supposed to, he testifies of the Lord, so he keeps you on track. So now if he's in control of you, you're filled with him. Now how can you act? You know, So be filled with the Holy Spirit. The more of him, the more you're filled with him, the better off you are. Hallelujah. And then, so you ask yourself, so how can I get drunk? Okay, with him, so that he's totally in control of me, so that power doesn't mess me up. Okay? Paul tells you how in the next verse. Okay? He says, okay, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Okay? You see, it's all about singing, spiritual songs. Okay? Singing hymns. And singing, you know what I mean. I'm not singing stupid songs, you know. Some songs are even stupid by guys putting the name Jesus in there, but they're not anointed. Don't sing those ones. Sing spiritual songs. Okay? And that also means you can also sing in tongues. Okay? Just like you can pray in the Spirit, you can pray in tongues, you can also sing in tongues. Sing in the Spirit. You understand? Make melody in your heart to the Lord. Okay? It says, as you're doing that, okay, you are thanking. You're thanking what? The Spirit. And the more you do that, the more you're going to get high. The more you're going to get drunk with him. The more you're going to get filled, okay? And the more you're going to what? To be controlled, in quotes, by him. Isn't that awesome? Where, you know, this is so, you know, I realize that walking in the perfect will of God and making right decisions all the time, it is actually not difficult. I realize that. When you think about this, you know, this thing of, I don't know what to do, and to walk with perfect will of God, so you know, of course you make mistakes, but you can live a life whereby somehow, man, your life, even when no dream, but somehow, you just, I made the right decision, I made this, then someone dreamt this, that I done right, you know, I told someone this, and that's what they wanted to hear. I prophesied and it was, I gave someone my 10K and they're like, do you know what? Before you came, I was just here. I was praying to God. God give me 10,000. You understand? And then somehow you are led to do that. I realized that this thing of what? Being in the perfect will of God is not hard. Okay? Now my conclusion is just get drunk. Just get drunk with the Spirit. You understand? So because you're drunk, he's in control. You understand? It's like everything you do is the right thing. Wherever you want to go, it is the right place. Whoever you want to call to say hi, it is the right person. You understand? Because you're not in control of your life. Okay? Be filled with the Spirit. Actually, the right whatever is be being filled. Okay? It is not a one-time thing. It is a control. Be being filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? And how do you do that? Okay? Speaking to one another. Okay? Colossians actually also says it. To yourself. Okay? So you don't have to first get what? Someone to speak to them. No, you can speak to yourself. Okay? In Psalms. Okay? You can get the Bible and you read the Psalms. Okay? You can create your own psalms. Okay? And you what? You speak to yourself. Eh? Okay? And then in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father. Do you understand? Eh? If you have a car, eh? Actually, you just put in songs and you worship. Eh? As you drive on the road, you're worshiping. You understand? Eh? And knowing to you, you're being filled. So you're just playing stupidity in your car, man. Eh? In your house. A pastor visits you in your house and the pastor man is just saying, man, how can I run out of here? Because, man, your house is just filled with what? You know, eh? Whatever you're playing, you don't want church members to know. Okay? Anyway, but you've got the point. Eh? Okay? Many times there are people who have told me that, man, you don't see those things over with the spiritual eye. Like, you're not a seer like so and so. Eh? But somehow, it's like you're sharper than . We guys who see, we guys who dream more, we guys who have vision, you know. Guys have told me, prophets have told me, you have never seen a vision. But somehow, your life and when you prophesy, at times, you are even sharper than us who see. Okay? And I used to wonder also me, I don't know. Then I realized, maybe it's because I spend too much time, like in my car, worshiping. Remember, that's being filled. Okay? Sometimes when I can't read the Bible, I put in audio Bible in my ears. Maybe I'm not understanding what they are, but the word is getting inside me. The spirit. Then even as it's there, I'm praying in tongues. I'm not really hearing what they're saying. Okay, I'm hearing, but I'm not really understanding because you can't follow let me think about that statement. The guy is really, you know, but as he's doing that, you're even praying in the Holy Ghost. As you're doing that, you're being filled. Then you get up, you're like, next Sunday I'm not going to preach. Oba, who can preach? No vision, no dream, no prophecy. You say, let me call this Carol girl. She has never preached meanwhile. So you don't know, it's a big risk. But you're like, Tunala video, you know it. Then you call her. Then, man, the person comes and you. But I was not dreaming, there was not nothing. Why? Because somehow you were drunk with the Holy Ghost, you're being led by, you know, you are not in control of yourself. So it's like most of what you do is of the Lord. Eh? You understand? Eh? Because you're filled with Him. Glory be to God. And if you're filled with that person or the Holy Spirit who testifies of the Lord, okay? Okay? The less the chances that power will corrupt you. Because that spirit who testifies or that will always tell you that power that is working through you, it is not about you. It is of my master, Jesus. Glory be to God. Make sense? God bless you.